One of the most entertaining DJs down through the years in WIEL's rich 50-year history is still in radio. He's down at Russellville, Richard Upton.
Neil Diamond and Cracklin' Rosie. It's 8:56, 4 minutes before 9 o'clock. Nice to have you in here with us on a Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. It's going to be a gorgeous day.
Project Outreach at the Upton School will hold registration for a caning class Tuesday, April 14th. And this class is limited to 24 students, and there will be a $15 material fee. Interested persons are requested to bring a chair sample.
I got there, I was supposed to sign on at 6 o'clock, and I think I got there at 6:30. And I was so embarrassed because I thought, man, I'm going to get fired. Well, I went in and told him on a Monday morning, and he told me, he said, well, anybody that's up at 6:30 on New Year's Day doesn't need to listen to the radio anyway. So that kind of made me feel a whole lot better.
Richard, can you believe WIEL is 50 years old? That's a lot of years.
Ron, that is a lot of years, and that station will always be the mainstay of that community. That's the thing. People are just, and you know, the funny thing about it is this, that people that have listened to that station have, their children have even started listening to it, and they are instilled. Ron, and as we're closing out, I just want to say this, that I recall when I first met you, and I had my doubts that you were a good newsman. It didn't take too long for me to realize, after a week or two, how good you really were, and I really appreciate your friendship and the work you did and are still doing with that radio station. And you know, I hope in 50 years you'll call me again.
Richard Upton.
I hope I'm able to answer the phone.
Richard Upton, now living in Russellville, still doing radio. Thanks a lot for helping us look back.
Thank you so much, Ron.